Finally today, a taste of indie rock from Afghanistan. It might surprise you to know that there's a nascent rock scene in Kabul. Okay, so it's small. Okay, so it's just one band.
This night is waterfall when dream become true together. Forever together.
Kabul Dreams is apparently the only rock band in Afghanistan at this point. The three members of the band got together about a year ago in Kabul. They have dreams of going global and winning a Grammy. That's just one of the reasons they chose to sing in English, according to bass player Siddiq Ahmed.
When we were starting the band, we were thinking about what language should we sing in, because the three of us come from three different parts of Afghanistan now, and we speak three different languages. So if we sing in Dari, and then people will say, why not in Pashto, which is my language, and if we sing in Pashto, why not in Uzbek language? And also, it would kind of limit our audience just to Afghanistan and maybe a few other neighboring countries. But our aims were much bigger than that, so we thought English would be a good choice.
So how many people in Afghanistan, in Kabul, understand what you're singing?
I think a lot of young people who are educated can speak English here. It's kind of a trend here now. Everybody, alongside going to schools and studying the normal subjects, they go to courses and learn English because that's how they can get jobs and stuff.
Your country is in a period of crisis right now. There's a war going on there. I'm just wondering how you feel the kind of music you play, which is kind of Western rock and roll, how that kind of fits in to the whole background of Afghanistan in crisis mode.
Of course, this political change and everything that's happening, the crisis, it affects us in the same way as it affects everyone else. And this cannot stop us from doing what we want. Also, a lot of young Afghans listen to this kind of music from other international bands all around the world. And so why not listen to an Afghan band doing the same kind of music? And also, our aims are to kind of represent Afghanistan outside Afghanistan, because usually what you have from Afghanistan in the international media is just about bad things happening and suicide bombings and war and everything. But we think that there is a big population of young Afghans who are living here. They enjoy this kind of music.
I mean, regardless of who is listening to your music in Kabul, I imagine that part of the joy for you guys of making rock and roll is simply to have the freedom to rock.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's one of the major things for us. We kind of feel very good to express ourselves with this kind of music. And we're a new band now, and we haven't performed many times, but in this last concert, there were people who had never attended a rock concert, and they were enjoying it so much, and they came to us later on, and they said, this was awesome, you know, this was wonderful. So that's what counts for us a lot.
Siddiq Ahmed of Kabul Dreams, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Indie rock from Afghan band Kabul Dreams. And speaking of indie rock, we have a new podcast performance from the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. This week, Mexican singer-songwriter Jimena Sariñana performs in the All Music is World Music Showcase. That's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.